Hey there, welcome to the very first episode of our new year. It's a blank calendar, 365 fresh squares, just waiting for your story. Let me ask you, how are you going to approach this year? Are you setting big goals or taking it one day at a time? Most of us start off January with grand resolutions, lose 20 pounds, launch a side hustle, learn Mandarin only to lose steam by February. That's called resolution fatigue, and it's real. The dopamine we get from big dreams just doesn't last. Now you might be thinking, so what's the alternative? Well, that's what we're diving into today. Embracing the power of three daily wins. Stick with me as we explore why small, consistent victories can radically change your trajectory, not just for this year, but for your life. Ready to shift from annual pressure to daily momentum? Let's get started. Let's talk science for a second. Did you know that our brains are hardwired for something psychologists call reinforcement learning? Think of it like your phone's notification system. Every little ping gives your brain a shot of dopamine, a feel-good neurochemical. When we recognize small achievements, what I call micro-accomplishments, we strengthen neural pathways for motivation. Now, maybe you're asking, can checking off minor tasks really make a difference? Absolutely. It's the compounding effect, like interest in a savings account, except for your self-belief. The conflict? We often dismiss little wins as trivial. The resolution? Start tracking them and watch your confidence snowball. Let me tell you, when you train your mind to spot and celebrate progress, you wire yourself for bigger success. So, what exactly are three daily wins? It's simple. Each morning, set out to achieve just three meaningful things. Not 30, not even 5, just 3. What are they? In a nutshell, a physical win, such as walking, running, lifting, or swimming. Next, a mental win. That could be reading, writing, creating, or learning. Finally, a spiritual win. Try praying, meditating, studying, and growing. Now, I'm not talking about giant leaps like running a marathon, finishing a novel overnight, or joining a monastery. I mean, achievable, motivating tasks, what productivity experts call SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable. You might be skeptical, thinking, but won't I fall behind on bigger projects? No, prioritizing three wins builds momentum, and that momentum fuels long-term projects. When you shrink your to-do list, you actually amplify your focus, and that's where the magic happens. Every day, ask, what three things, if I accomplish them, will make today a win? That's your compass. Ever felt stuck, like you're spinning your wheels but not moving? That's cognitive inertia, a fancy term for mental stuckness. It's like being in quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. The setup here is simple. You wake up overwhelmed by everything you need to get done. The conflict? Paralysis sets in and you do nothing. Now you might ask, how do I break free? Track three daily wins. Small actions like sending that overdue email or organizing your desk build what psychologists call a success spiral. Each tiny win is a push forward, a signal to your brain progress is possible. That's traction, that's hope. So, next time you feel stuck, remember, progress doesn't require a breakthrough, just a nudge. So, how do you pick the right wins? Here's the actionable part. First, ask yourself, what's urgent? What's important? This is the Eisenhower matrix in play, sorting your day into what really matters. But don't stop there. Mix in a quick win, like making your bed a keystone habit that signals order, and a stretch win, something just outside your comfort zone. Maybe you're thinking, but what if my day falls apart? That's where flexibility comes in. Adapt your wins as reality shifts. The conflict is perfectionism, waiting for the perfect task or perfect day. The resolution? Progress over perfection. Celebrate movement, not just milestones. Let me share a secret. The most successful people I know revisit their wins at lunch, not just at night. Adjust on the fly. Stay nimble. Let's set the scene. It's 7 a.m. and your alarm rings. Do you hit snooze? Or do you prime your day? That first decision sets your cognitive bias for success. A Atomic Habits author James Clear calls this habit stacking pairing a new behaviour, like writing your three wins, with an existing one, brushing your teeth. Now, you might say, but mornings are hectic. I get it. Even 1 minute spent jotting down three intentions rewires your brain's prefrontal cortex, the area responsible for planning and focus. The conflict? We often default to autopilot. The resolution? Intentionality. Start your day with clarity, not chaos. So, tomorrow, try this. Before you check your phone, write down your three wins. Watch how your energy shifts. What about the days when you don't hit your three wins? Let me tell you a story. Last week, I planned to record two podcasts and finalize a new coaching program. By 5 p.m., I'd done none of it. Here's the psychological pitfall negativity bias. Our brains cling to failure, magnifying the bad and overlooking the good. Now you might be thinking, so did you just give up? Not a chance. I practice cognitive reframing, asking, what did I learn? What can I control tomorrow? The conflict is self-doubt. The resolution? Use setbacks as data, not verdicts. Remember, it's not the missed win that defines you, but how you respond. Every day is a new experiment. Let's talk about celebration. Too often, we rush from task to task without pausing to acknowledge our progress. This is called hedonic adaptation, quickly returning to baseline after achievement. But when you take a minute to reflect, journal, share with a friend, or just savour the feeling, you activate the brain's reward circuitry, locking in motivation. Now, you might wonder, isn't that just self-congratulation? Not at all. It's the feedback loop that powers growth, like how athletes replay game footage to improve. The conflict is busyness. The resolution, schedule time to recognize your wins. Tonight, before bed, ask yourself, what did I win today? You'll be amazed at the confidence you build with this simple habit. Accountability is a game changer. Have you ever noticed how sharing your goals makes you more likely to keep them? That social facilitation, the psychological phenomenon of improved performance when others are watching. Now, you might hesitate thinking, won't people judge me for small wins? On the contrary, authentic sharing builds community and resilience. Here's a tip. Find a win buddy, someone you text your three wins to every day. You'll both stay motivated and create positive peer pressure. The conflict is isolation. The resolution, connection. Let me challenge you. By this time next week, invite a friend to join you. Celebrate each other's progress, however small. Growth is contagious. Let's bring it all together. Imagine waking up next month with 30 small victories behind you and a new self-image forming. That's not just productivity, it's identity transformation. Behavioral economists call this the identity loop, the process of aligning daily actions with your desired self. Now, you may ask, is it really that simple? Here's the truth. Simple doesn't mean easy. It means actionable. Over time, your three daily wins become automatic second nature. The conflict is old habits. The resolution, consistency, and self-compassion. So as you start this new year, remember, change happens one win at a time. Your future is built today. Let's make every day count together. Have a great year, and I'll catch you on the next podcast or blog.